B-Pod Studios.
This is the sports voice of the new Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic. Burlington, Philadelphia, broadcasting live from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. It's time now for the Bring the Heat line.
It's hot, damn hot.
I don't want a hot take.
I'll argue with you all day long.
Bring the Heat is brought to you by American Standard Heating and Air Conditioning. Stay warm this winter and visit AmericanStandardAir.com to find an experienced heating and air conditioning dealer near you.
Okay.
To leave a message for Anthony and Jason, call 610-771-9751.
I want to see people rip their heart out of their chest.
Now, bring the heat.
Let's go.
All right, 610-771-9751. Leave your messages, and Andrew will go through and find the best of the best. What do we got?
Oh, Laker fans! How does it feel to see that bitch LeBron James walk out before the game was officially 0-0? Let's go Sixers.
All right. I like it.
All right.
It's nice to be able to cackle at LeBron. I agree.
It is. And he, I'm telling you during the break, I've had my fill on LeBron. I'm ready to move on. Had enough. And if he doesn't make the playoffs, he goes from, what, 8 straight finals appearances to not making the playoffs. Yeah, LeBron's legacy might not be intact, Ant.
The Sixers are going to go 42-0 for the rest of the season, including the playoffs, and win the title. Book it right now. You heard it first right here.
42-0.
That would be spectacular. Awesome. I'll take it.
And I love the winning. I love the winning. We call this Texas Fire, Texas Fire, Texas Fire weekend. Winning.
Yeah! What's is he complaining about LeBron? I've had enough LeBron. I'm LeBroned out. And I was kidding about his legacy, obviously. His legacy's intact as one of the biggest passive-aggressive babies in sports.
Can you say championship run? The Sixers look like a team that can contend for a championship.
That's right. That's right.
They can get to the finals. I don't know if they can contend. I don't know yet.
All can decide. You don't know what shape they're in. I mean, Frank told you.
Yeah, and Frank said they'd be live if they got to the finals. But the one thing I worry about, Ian, is getting through those final two rounds in the East.
All right, yeah, I agree. War. I'm just saying, I mean, if you get to the finals, are you ready just to bow down? No.
I'll take my chances. And you, like I said before, if you got...
That's my only point.
You can't win it if you don't get there.
Right.
Wouldn't be the be a shocker, like, but it wouldn't be the biggest shock in the world.
Like, I just want to enjoy it, man. Yeah. All right?
Well, everybody wants to put an expiration date on everything, you know?
Yeah, you can't count them out. They're in the finals. You can't count them out. They have a really good starting five, man.
The ABC commentators stink. Hubie White out here looking like the Crypt Keeper. That's a violation.
You say Hubie White?
They call him Hubie White out.
Oh, I thought he was fine. You don't have a problem with Hubie, do you?
No. No, I like him, actually.
I do, too. I know he's been around forever and a day.
I like those guys.
Yeah, I do. To me, that sounds like a big game.
Yo, by the way, he still knows the game. So, I mean, he's quick.
Yeah.
He's still with it.
Wait, is he north of 80?
He's old, yeah. He's got to be... He's 85?
What? Is he really?
No way.
I feel like he's been around forever.
He's 85 years old?
No way he sounds that good at 85.
God bless him.
I trust Ty, but yeah, he is 85.
Don't be an ageist.
Oh.
Embrace
him. No, good for him.
No, I'm not talking about you. I'm talking about the caller. That's
beautiful. Oh, yeah. No, I think he does a good job on the game.
He does, man. He's still sharp.
Yep.
I love those guys. Still sharp. God bless him.
So Tom McGinnis explains that the Sixers are wearing a special uniform that only teams that made the playoffs last year get to wear. So that's pretty damn cool. In fact, that's cooler than anything the MLB does with uniforms, with, you know, the stupid throwbacks or the look forward uniforms or whatever. And it's cooler than anything the NFL does with uniforms.
Well, the NBA seems a lot less restrictive on changes to a uniform and variations thereof.
So I'll be honest with you. I don't know why you would be restrictive in uniform. I really don't. So you have your deals, all right? So I understand you have certain deals with Nike or wherever your sportswear company is, right, that does your uniforms. But, I mean, look, the NBA does. No one's bigger. The NBA invented the shoe deal. So I don't know why you have to. You can't have a bunch of different uniforms.
Yeah, I mean, remember the gray one that the Sixers wore earlier? I loved that one. I thought that looked awesome. Yeah,
there's very, they have a lot of them, more creative ones.
Yeah, but you're right. Like, in the NFL, they don't let them just trot out different color schemes and all that stuff. I mean, I think overboard, and there's only 16 games. Like, you're going to wear a different uniform every week. But you have a third.
I think it's cool. Like, look at the, like, in the Super Bowl, had the Rams worn the classic Rams uniform with the, you know,
the yellow horns?
With the white helmet? Like, that would have been cool to wear the yellow. Right. To wear the classic.
I like whatever to see, and I like, frankly, I like to see the Patriots wear the old
some whatever Rams uniform. Like, my buddy Big Ant's a big Rams guy.
Yeah,
like that. Like, to wear that uniform, that would have been cool.
I would have liked to seen actually New England wear the old score, like 85 Super Bowl uniform with the squatting Patriot,
the patch Patriot.
Yeah,
yeah.
I was just wondering if T.J. McConnell is at the Flyers Penguins game tonight. Do we applaud him and give him the finger? Like, you clap and shoot him the bird, then clap and shoot him the bird. I think we'd have to.
Why?
TJ's a Penguins fan.
Yeah, yeah, but he's from Pittsburgh.
Yeah, it's a legit fan. I don't care.
I mean, he's a, you know, he's. I think you got to make. I mean, my ruling would be this: he's from Pittsburgh. He deserves to be a Penguins fan.
Yeah, we can't ask him to change that just because he plays here. That'd be a fraud.
Exactly. So to me, he gets a full cheer no matter what.
Yeah. Well, hopefully he doesn't get anything to cheer about. By the way, Hubie Brown, do you know he's from Hazleton, PA?
Yes.
I didn't even know that.
I did.
Yeah.
I swear to God, if we can't beat 3 or 4 years, $200 million for Harper, I'm going to lose it. We cannot let Sam Fran get this dude. Offer the mother... $300 million, and he will hit 40 to 50 home runs easily.
Yes,
per year
yes,
in our ballpark.
Yes.
Here's the deal, though. If you're Bryce Harper, I sign a 3-year deal, and then I take another kick at free agency while I'm full blown in my prime, and I don't sign a 10-year deal until I'm 28 or 29.
Yeah,
that's what I wait for.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're going to maximize the money. He's going to get the money. So.
I can see San Francisco now swooping in here, taking him, and then he signs in San Fran, and then Machado signs in Chicago with the White Sox.
Listen, here's the thing.
Come on.
I think the big man, Middleton, I think Big John won't make that, will step in.
Won't let that happen.
Because if it's just about money in the deal, I think Big John will step in and make it happen.
Gary Washburn from covers the NBA, Boston Globe. Kyrie Irving is out tomorrow against the Sixers. No Kyrie.
You kind of figured that when he left the game against the Clippers and they blew that 22-point lead, which I don't care if Kyrie's in or out. You can't blow a 22-point lead to the Clippers.
Yeah.
But that said, I go in and I completely annihilate them.
Beat the brakes
off. No Kyrie. I annihilate them.
Yeah, I taunt Kyrie sitting on the bench.
Think about this. And by the way, when you come back, you're gonna taste them too.
610-632-0975.
Right,
you missed it 11:30. Elton Brand and Sixers president Chris Heck with us. Stay tuned. We'll give you a re-air right after this on the Fanatic.
All right, Valentine's Day is Thursday, and the woman in your life has been lying to you. That's right. She's been telling you that she doesn't want anything for Valentine's Day, but in reality, that boys is a test. It's a trick. It's a ruse. Don't fall for it. When the person you love the most says they don't want anything for Valentine's Day, nah. It may be true, but they don't need anything. Guess what? It's the 1 year set aside for saying I love you. What better way to say I love you than with a real long-stem American Beauty rose? Deeply and lavishly dipped in pure 24-karat gold. I've known Steven Singer for years. I can tell you personally, it's the best gift ever for Valentine's Day. They're not going to die in a week. Not going to get tossed in the trash like flowers. They last forever, and they come with a lifetime guarantee. Starting at a mere $59. Don't pay for shipping. Go right now to IHateStevenSinger.com. Take advantage of Steven's free shipping to arrive by Valentine's Day. There are many gorgeous colors to choose from that are exclusively and only available at Steven Singer Jewelers. That is IHateStevenSinger.com.
Fanatic Sports Update.
update.
Well, this seems to be working. I'm Andrew Salchunas, and this update is brought to you by Barbera Autoland. You saw Gary Barbera at the auto show. 300 Jeeps, Chief, 200 discounted Dodges during Barbera's Ram Truck Month. Is Barbera the best? Boy, I guess. The Sixers faced LeBron and the Lakers yesterday in Philadelphia and beat them 143-120. Joel Embiid led all Sixers in scoring with 37 points. He also had 14 rebounds. Newly acquired Tobias Harris finished with 22. J.J. Redick had 21, and Jimmy Butler had 15. Elton Brand, the Sixers general manager, joined Anthony and Jason earlier today and talked about trading for both Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris.
We spoke earlier, and I said we're still not good enough. Like, this isn't enough. There were talks of Eastern Conference Finals, you know, preseason. Not good enough. Jimmy Butler, much closer. Then we had a chance to pull the trigger on Tobias Harris, all-star caliber player, and we needed that. Mike Scott, that whole group. So that was the next piece to add for the growth of this team, this organization, and to make the city of Philadelphia proud.
You can hear that interview on our website, 97.5 The Fanatic. It'll also be replayed in about 5 minutes. The Flyers return to action tonight. They will face the Penguins at home. They are coming off a win Saturday over the Ducks. That was the 8th straight win for the Flyers when Carter Hart was in net. That tied a record for a goalie under the age of 21. Puck drop will be at 7 o'clock, but before that, make sure you listen to the Fanatic Flyers Weekly with our own Jason Martinez. This update is also brought to you by Jeb's Care at Home. Few things in life are more stressful than caring for a loved one at home. Jeb's Care at Home understands and offers services that help. Visit jevsathome.org to learn more. I'm Andrew Salchunas on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Gargano and Mertidis. Uh-huh. Middays, 97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
Satisfied sexually.
All right, let's get to this. Earlier today, we had a very special treat. Sixers general manager Elton Brand joined us along with Sixers team president Chris Hack. And the following conversation, as soon as you missed it, here you go.
We come into this thing, and it's, all right, we got Ben, we got Joe, and we got Fultz. All right, let's figure out what, like, how do you get that next piece? And we were all, you know, Brett talk about star hunting, Elton, yep. The whole thing was star hunting and all of that. And you, the first piece lands in Jimmy, who's a great fit on this team. And then you pull the trade deadline, like, miracle with Tobias to go along with JJ. And you have assembled the starting five of all starting fives right next to the Warriors.
Yeah, no, it was division. You know, we spoke earlier, and I said we're still not good enough. Like, this isn't enough. There were talks of Eastern Conference Finals, you know, preseason. Not good enough. Jimmy Butler, much closer. Then we had a chance to pull the trigger on Tobias Harris, all-star caliber player, high-character person. He comes into that locker room. He's a great man. He wants to win. He's selfless, and we needed that. Mike Scott, that whole group, so... That was the next piece to add for the growth of this team, this organization, and to make the city of Philadelphia proud.
When you look at, take us through the Tobias Harris thing, because his name was not a name that was rumored a lot, and you know, especially with you guys. Yeah. And then, you know, that happens in the wee hours of the morning. I'm sure that you didn't get a lot of sleep that night, but it comes down to that night that Tobias Harris is the Sixers. How did that kind of, that whole process take place with him?
You know, Dave Schall is here. He's the head of our PR and stuff. He knows I hate sources. You know, it's all about relationships.
Locking it down.
Yeah, it's all about relationships and trust if you're going to get a real big deal done. Even with Jimmy Butler, it's like, oh, where'd the Sixers come from? We were talking about that thing for months. So it's, you have to keep things close to the vest if you really want to get some things done. And our organization and our group, we were able to do that this time. But we spoke about it about a week or two. Then it got some legs. Then it got close. And then they were fighting. You know, it's like, oh, man, Landry, you know, he's a great player. But I'm like, the time is now. This window is now. And then we rebooted, got 3 first-round picks, 10 second-round picks in the next 3 years. So we still have an opportunity to use those if we need them.
Yeah, the idea of the price, and some people say it was a steep price, I look at it and I go, you have flexibility with your max contracts now. So, you know, you like the way this thing looks? You easily can go as is. Maybe Kevin Durant winks at you. You can do whatever you want, right? Like, there's a multitude of ways. But you've also put this team in position to be one of the elites. And when you're one of the elites, you attract everybody. And that includes the ring chasers that come in and fill out a bench for you that go, hey, look, I want to come and be a part of this thing and try to glom on.
Absolutely. So during my presentation to be the general manager, I explained to Josh Harris, David Blitzer, who, as Chris alluded to, really backed this situation, gave us the keys to go out there and look at a core of four potential big, big salaried players and agreed to do that in the future if that's what we want to do. So I explained to them, like, I know the Corey Brewers of the world that can come in for a 10-day. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I can identify these veterans that want to ring, that want to come to Philadelphia and be a part of something great. So so I have to prove that, and I have to keep working at that. But that's our goal.
You've identified this is the time. You said this is the time to make that next step. You move on from some assets that you didn't want to. That Heat 2021 pick is probably one. Shamit, who you mentioned, Dario earlier in the season, along with Covington. But what brought you to the conclusion that now is the time to strike, to put these, you got some expiring contracts, but to go for it now and put the best talent on the floor?
Just Ben's development. He's an all-star. Joel is really, MVP candidate, truly. So I don't know how long this window's going to be open. You have the opportunity cost of, injuries, other players. So it's like, let me give these players a chance now. I see other disgruntled superstars wanting to leave because their management, their organization, their city didn't give them the backing of talent to compete at a championship level. So that's why we had to go for it. And, the Miami pick, we got that draft night. It was tough to get. We had it, but that's why we got it. Star hunting, like Coach Brown said.
Turn it around.
Let's go back for a second before we go forward and look at what's going on. Let's go back to you because I'm fascinated by your ascent, right? So the unthinkable happens, and the Colangelo calamity occurs, right? It comes out of left field. Nobody sees it. You were in here. We were talking about Del. We're hanging out. You're working your way into the front office, to have your own squad, your own vision. And then out of the blue, this thing happens. And the ownership goes out, and they want to do what's best for this franchise. They're looking at the top guys, Daryl Morey, this. They're waiting. They're not going to give just anyone the job. They want the best for this thing. And then you make the presentation. And take us through from that moment into your own, how you did it and what you saw and knew that you could handle this gig.
Yeah, now I'll take it back to, running the Bluecoats, being the GM there. When I was sitting here in that chair next to you, and you promised me a game that you never came to, but then
you can still go. We can still arrange that.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Just Elton won't be there.
Elton's he went to the opening.
I went to the opening.
Absolutely.
The field house is 76 field house is amazing. But I had that opportunity to, present and to interview for the GM spot. And I looked at our group, Ned Cohen, Mark Eversley, Alex Rucker, what Coach Brown has done to raise the environment in this culture. And I said, listen, I could be a G League GM for a few years, grow, VP of basketball operations, grow, or I could take my shot now, go for the GM. I'll be under a lot of pressure. Who knows how long this run will be, but my talent, my staff, I believed in them, and they wanted to feel safe. They deserved to feel safe. They helped get us to where we are now. So now I took a shot for them and for myself.
Is Jimmy, you worry about Jimmy at all? Jimmy's a different kind of cat. His story's amazing. What he had to overcome in life. He's that kind of guy. He wants to win. He's vocal. He's an alpha in
emotional
a lot of ways. And is there any part of you that worries about him at all?
Those parts of me are outside of me. That's other people. Like, I'm not worried about
it's
Jimmy.
Noise.
Right. Yeah, like, I have a great relationship with Jimmy Butler. The best is yet to come. I'm excited to see him in a playoff atmosphere. Like, that's what I'm waiting for to see. And so he can show the world and the NBA, what Jimmy Butler's about. So I'm not worried about that noise.
Yeah, I think it is. And I do think it's a lot of noise in a lot of sense. That's followed him, obviously. And if you can't make it work here, I always go back to one thing. I believe that Jimmy Butler wants to win.
Yeah.
Right? So knowing that, he sees this team. He's a smart dude. He goes, this is the spot. If I can't make it work here, I can't make it work anywhere. I might as well go to Memphis.
And he's a realist. Like, he admitted to me personally, like, some of the stuff that followed him, he did do, like, mm-hmm. on purpose. Like,
oh, took ownership.
You know, he took ownership of it all. So this, he really wants to win. He wants to be happy, and he's happy here.
Sixers general manager Elton Brand with us and team president Chris Eck. Elton, when you look at the situation with Markelle Fultz, I know this was one that was particularly difficult to deal with because there were so many layers to that storyline. But in ultimately making that decision to move forward, that was about now. But did you have some reservations about making that move, considering the talent that he does have that just hasn't been tapped yet?
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's tough because number one pick, if you surveyed the league, majority of the GMs would have taken him number one and traded what we traded. They did the same thing. He's that talented. It's just our timeline's a little different right now. You know, we wish him the best with Orlando. Hopefully that works out. Maybe not too well, but it works out because we did have to trade him. But we root for him. And, you know, I said this last night, once a Sixer, always a Sixer. So he knows we'll support him and his family any way they need it.
So one of the things I want both you and Chris to chime in here, because one of the things that cropped up was the Ben and Magic thing. So Ben reached out to Magic to go to work, to see if he'd work out. And Magic, of course, says, well, let's see if the parties agree, that sort of thing. Your feelings on Ben working out with Magic in the offseason?
So there's a backstory. Let me take this, Chris. So there's a backstory to that.
Oh, boy.
So Sean Tribe and Liam Tribe, these are Ben Simmons' brothers, wanted him this offseason to be around all-time greats, talk to champions about their preparation, their work ethic, their focus, what made them champions. So Michael Jordan, Kobe, you know, these type level players.
Sure.
Dr. J,
yeah.
Get him with these ultimate, you know, just winners. And somehow Magic got in the mix, and they asked me, Rob Pelinka called me and said, hey, you know, we're hearing Ben wants to talk to Hall of Famers, championship level players, and Magic's on the list. We need authorization for him to meet up. And I said, no. This is over a month ago. I said no.
Is there a better Philly answer than that?
Oh my God.
I totally agree with that.
I just got chills because I'm so proud of Elton.
I said no.
We didn't sign off on whatever they're talking about. So, you know, if Ben and his family and say, hey, we do want to talk to Magic about being a 6'9 point guard, I mean, I don't mind going there and being there
Ben
with 6'11. Them if I have to.
Yeah, no recruitment happens.
But that, we didn't agree to that.
See, that's the thing. I'm okay if Magic's just with the Dodgers, you know, but the fact that you're an executive with the Lakers, I got an issue there.
I agree.
Okay, see, we're not on the same page.
Explain the contract situation with Ben, because I do think there's a fear.
Control.
There's a fear of Ben leaving, and that permeates the fan base. So explain to them that we actually have control.
Yeah, we have control. Well, I mightn't say control. Of course, player can do what they choose to do, but we have a great opportunity to lock him up long-term for a much bigger number than other teams. And again, his family, he's happy here. He's devoted to winning. So he's really happy here in Philadelphia. He sees what the city can do and what a good team can do for him and his brand and just his ball game. He enjoys it here.
And just what you've surrounded. I mean, I look at the players around him and I go, A, why would you not want to play? Ben's the ultimate guy you want to play with because he's going to get you the ball. And he's going to get you the ball, and you might as well be just frozen in your shooting stance because that's where the ball's going to be, and you can just go right up with it.
Yep. Yeah, absolutely. Like Tobias Harris, when I was talking to him and his agent, they're like, man, we've never played with a point guard like Ben. That's going to get us the ball. So they're all excited.
Elton, when you look at the situation, you played here in Philadelphia, and this is for both of you, Chris, too, because that building yesterday, and it has been last year, 16 straight wins in the regular season, and just the home court advantage is so pronounced. On Friday, you have the Moses Malone ceremony, and so many alumni. Charles is there, Julius, who we talked to on Friday, AI, the stars are coming out, Wentz and Alshon are at the game, Mike Trout. This is the place to be. You guys have to feel very proud that the city has grasped onto this so much, and just how excited everybody is. I mean, it's an electric environment.
I will say this. The fans are so astute They know what's going on, and they know what's going on several layers beyond what they see on the court. You know, I was with Dave Schuller, who's with us today, and we were sitting with Elton on Friday night, and he had to run up to do an interview. And there was three sections that saw Elton stand up and walk down the aisle. And they all stood up and clapped and started chanting his name.
Bananas, yeah.
It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. But the fans get it. They have always gotten it. It's just there's more of them now, right? And it's awesome. We expect this during playoff time, not on the first week of February.
Yeah. Did you get chills, Chris?
Oh, this is why we work there.
Yeah.
You know, it's like
that building gives me chills.
Listen, we think that we have an obligation to the fans of Philadelphia. And it's like, this is our chance and our time to resurrect this brand and do it in the right way. And so every time you see something like this happen, you know, it's a prideful moment. It's not a selfish pride. It's a pride for the city.
Every time I see that seven with the circular stars over it, it warms my heart. And it warms my heart that this is what these guys did for the brand, to bring that back and to solidify it like you did on the floor with success. It's made a lot of people who miss basketball in this town really happy. And the fact that you can understand, you can talk to players. Like, see, to me, you're a perfect guy for this job because you bridge gaps, right? Like, you can talk to anyone in the business community, and you can talk to the players because they respect you.
Absolutely. So bridging the gap between, you know, the managing partnership, coaching, and players. You know, I think that's one of my, you know, my key values that I bring to this job and to this organization, because I can talk to, you know, a rookie, Jimmy Butler, an all-star, Joel Embiid, talk to coach, you know, how we're thinking, what we're going to do, how we're going to flow. And Chris Heck and I on the business side, we have a great, great relationship also. So, absolutely.
Taking this thing into June? NBA Finals? You know, I got to get you on the record.
One step at a time?
Yeah.
Absolutely, but that's the goal, to grow towards that.
Let's
for sure.
Let's beat Boston on Tuesday.
I don't want to annihilate them.
By 30.
So what I want to do is I look at Boston, I look at Toronto, mm-hmm. I look at Milwaukee.
Yep.
And I'm making statements. All right, I'm coming out, and I'm looking at my rotation. I'm going to devise my rotation, mm-hmm. so I come out early and I just bury them. I want to make statement. It starts Tuesday night. All right, with I freaking still hate them. All right, I hate
started
them.
Yesterday actually.
I know, but I hate those Celtics more than life. All right, so we got to bury them. This is revenge time from last year. All right,
all right.
Ed's the king of playing the game before the game is played. He's been playing it since yesterday.
No, I have been.
The final buzzer hit.
I want to make statements the rest of the week because that matters. Come playoff time,
get in their head.
Beauty is, come playoff time, when the game's a half-court game, this team can play, absolutely, right? Yep. This team, last year, look, we understood that this team could not play half-court.
Yep.
Now it's different. Now, with Jimmy and with Tobias, this team is as lethal as anyone in the half-court.
I agree, especially in the East. And don't leave out Indiana. They're going to be a team to contend
even
with.
Even without Oladipo.
Yeah, they've won 5-6 in a row, too. But, yeah, the East, you know, has four or five of the best teams in the league, period. So it's going to be a tough fight, mm-hmm. but we're up for it.
My last question for you. How much of a freak is Joel Embiid? I mean, the touch for his size, the full arsenal of different shots that he can make defensively, so good. I mean, could you imagine a player at that size being this agile with the handle and everything else that he brings to the floor?
No,
it's ridiculous.
I can't. No, I can't. You know, I guarded, you know, Shaq in his prime. Yeah. I guarded, you know, Hakeem at the end of his career, and just Dwight Howard in his prime. But it's just amazing. His touch, his skill, be able to make free throws, be able to shoot three-pointers, you know, handle the ball. You know, he talks about how he dunked on me, you know, a few years ago.
I was going to say, you practiced against Joel, you know. Yeah. There's some firsthand experience here.
Oh, I didn't. And I'm saying this young man has all-time great talent, all-time great, for sure.
I mean, it's amazing because he's still in growth mode. Like, he's still immature on the floor only because he learned the game so late and he's so young. And what is amazing is his mind. He's a brilliant, smart dude. And he's got the mind where he mimics moves. He's like an art forger,
yep.
Right?
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Yep. No, he's amazing. Like, the dunk on me was because he watched Shaq.
okay.
So, no, he can emulate. He's so intelligent. He can emulate any move out there from a point guard to a center. Anything he likes, he can add it to his game. It's just special, special talent.
It is. All right, guys, listen, we know you got to go, and we got a big meeting here at the station, but I want to thank you both.
Yeah, thank you.
All right? I mean, EB, what you've done is just amazing. Keep it going.
Thanks, man.
Chris, you believed in this brand. You've worked really hard. I know that the staff behind this whole thing has been doing it for 6 years, coming in and ownership, and you've turned your thing around, man. It's a time to really just enjoy it.
I got to give you guys a shout out. 97.5 been a great partner of the 76ers. You guys live it too. And Anthony, you've been our biggest advocate over the years. So we appreciate you and the station.
Yeah, thanks, awesome. Boys.
Thanks for coming, guys.
Go beat Boston, he's beat. Annihilate him.
Let's take the quick break. We'll come back with more. Wow,
all right, there it is.
That one. That was Elton Brand, Sixers general manager, and Chris Heck, Sixers president, joining us earlier today.
Oh my!
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. And apparently, Anthony, something that came out of that that interview, which you just reheard there, was the quote that read the following: Rob Pelinka. This is Elton Brand speaking. Rob Pelinka called me and said that Ben Simmons wanted to talk to Hall of Famers after the season. Magic was on the list, Magic Johnson. He asked for authorization. I said no. This was over a month ago.
I said no. The way he said it, too, was great.
Yeah, he said, I said no. Okay. Well, the thing is,
okay.
Is that then if he was told no a month ago,
yeah.
Then what's Magic doing flapping his gums about it yesterday?
It's kind of interesting, isn't it?
It's, yeah, there's a, you know, is there some...
Well, listen, I was very naive. I thought, well, you know, Ben just wants to learn from the great Magic Johnson, and, you know, Magic looks at it like he's helping a young player, and there's an ego thing involved.
Magic didn't look at it that way. You're being naive.
That's what I said. I looked at it naive. He's dastardly.
Magic is in there going, let me put hooks into this guy. Because when LeBron's ready to hang it up, and that may be in 3-4 years, the timeline may be perfect to have LeBron hand the baton right to Ben in L.A. So let me keep this relationship going. Let me stoke it. Keep him with a Jenner. Get him a nice place in Malibu.
Keep him with a Jenner.
Yeah, the whole thing. Set him up. Set up the whole thing. I don't put anything past this Magic Johnson.
Yeah, I hear you. Yeah, I hear you. I loved what Elton said, though. Elton was great. Yeah. Elton was awesome today. We got to come back and try to squeeze as many people as possible because it's been so much fun. What a day yesterday. Yesterday was L.A. come to Philadelphia, and all of our own stars were out.
Yeah, they were out.
Knight.
Yeah.
Carson. Alshon. AI.
Yeah. Robert Kraft was in the building. Bob Kraft. Meek, I didn't hear any sightings on Meek. Meek Mill was there.
I would assume big game.
The AI was rubbing elbows with everybody. Mikey Miss was there. They're all having fun. Celebrity Corner over there. How about Trout being in the stands
Trout,
as well? Yeah, that's a sign of the times. The Wells Fargo Center, when the Sixers play, the place to be for the biggest names in sport
and
beyond.
It's going this is what we saw yesterday is getting ready for. It's going to be a good spring. It's going to be that.
Yeah.
I mean, they're overwhelming. They're unguardable. They really are. They're unguardable. All five of those guys, their shots are falling. Forget about it. 143 yesterday. 143.
I think they shot 58% too.
Damn.
Amazing. Speaking of spring, well, it's been a wicked winter, especially for the roofs. They're getting battered and beaten by wind, rain, snow, sleet, and ice. It's been happening for months now. Shingles cracked and stripped, tiles torn and ripped. Now's the time to call Roofing Nation and stop the damage before it gets worse. Roofing Nation's experts can arrange for a new replacement roof at 50% off, plus get 0% interest for 18 months. Your roof is your home's protector of bad, and old roofs can lead to leaks and mold, causing further damage to the rest of your home and crushes your home value as well. A new Roofing Nation roof will not only protect you from the outside conditions, but like I said, it'll add value and curb appeal to your home. So call the GAF Master Certified Experts at Roofing Nation today and get 50% off a top-of-the-line roofing system, which includes GAF's Golden Pledge Lifetime Warranty System on your new roof, plus 0% financing. You can get a free roof estimate today, all by calling 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com. If your roof is 15 years old or even beyond that, now's the time to replace it. Call today for your free in-home estimate at 833-4NATION or visit roofingnation.com and tell them Jason sent you.
Gatto and Martinez, middays on 97.5 The Fanatic. This is the home of Jimmy Butler.
Rebound follow, Jimmy Butler.
Tobias Harris.
Double A to the right hand jam. Tobias Harris.
And J.J. Redick.
Redick for three, shut up and good. J.J. Redick over Kuzma. And Redick is hot. Welcome to Philadelphia.
97.5 The Fanatic.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
All right. Back live. What a great weekend. Sets up tomorrow night where it's going to be Sixers and Celts. I want to talk to some people, so let's go to Alex in Bethlehem. All right. Alex, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. We say, Alex.
Hey, Jay, Andrew, great work today, boys.
Brother, this is why we're doing this, right? This is the greatest thing in the world.
It is, man. And let me start with Tobias Harris, because I don't think it can be overstated how great of a basketball player this guy is. I'm just blown away by really his uniqueness. There's really no one across the league. I'm not saying he's the best at his position, but he's right up there. And he doesn't really look like any of the other guys. You know, you have Draymond Green, LaMarcus Aldridge, you know, Porzingis, and Tobias is a little different from all those guys. And what a great pickup by Elton Brand.
He's funny because it's exactly what they need, right? He's the perfect fit as the guy that can actually stretch the floor for you and open things up.
And this is a guy he's played for. He started with Milwaukee before he went to Orlando, and then he played for Detroit a little bit, and then the Clippers. And this guy, I have to imagine that he's dying to play for a contender.
To win, right? Yeah.
And I'm sure he wants to also put stakes in the ground.
Yeah, put some roots in.
Yeah.
For a team that can win going forward. That's right. Exactly what this is.
And he looked motivated yesterday, and he looked great. And yeah, man, I'm on board. And thanks a lot, guys. Go Sixers.
Thanks, Al. Yeah, everybody's all pumped up right now. You know, you think about the dichotomy, really, of what happened last year in the spring, early summer, when the Ringer story comes out, right? And then, what is it, 8 months later now or whatever it is? 9 months later? Boom. This team, it was Simmons and Embiid prior. Now you added Jimmy Butler back in November. And now you add Tobias Harris. And it's the team is so different now than it was back then. And the leadership.
Yeah, Elton coming in really to save the day. I mean, you were after the Colangelo calamity and you looked around and you went, oh my God, what are you going to do? And then Elton has just solidified the position, right? So he gives you stability, and then he just comes up. He makes two incredible moves, right? Like, this series of them, really three, because you have to add what he did with the bench. But to get Butler and then to follow it up with Harris, and he's able to move Fultz. So he's got his four max contracts, right? So those four max bodies will either be these four, or, you know, you subtract and maybe it could be a Durant. Or, you know, again, if this group, and I don't see, I personally, I would love to see Kevin Durant play here, right?
Of course.
But I would love to see this this core stay intact.
See, we'll see where they can take it.
Yeah, man.
You're going to see that this year.
I mean, I think, and, you know, give them a whole season. Mm-hmm. I think this core just fits together really, really nicely.
All right, what did you think of the bench this weekend with Ennis and Scott? And so some of these guys, they weren't just fillers or throw-ins to a trade.
No, Ennis the menace, man. Yeah. Ennis for a reason.
Good defender.
Man. Really good defender.
Scott was decent.
He's a veteran guy.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, listen, I'd still like to see a
Boban.
Yeah, I mean, look, I mean, come in and play 10 minutes a game.
Yeah.
12 minutes, whatever. Back up big. I still like to see another. I like this. There would be one player I would add, and it would be a backup, one who could shoot.
Handle the ball when Ben goes out of the game
and he
can shoot it a little bit.
Yeah, that'd be it. That's
TJ was good yesterday, but he's not that guy.
No, right. But again, I mean, that's just being greedy.
Yeah.
And, like, you know.
It is. But we're in a position where we can go.
If you ask me, like, what if there's one other thing, that would be the other thing. But right now, you got basically a perfect team. You have a perfect five.
Anybody out there you have in mind? Beverly?
Yeah, but it looks like he's going to stay put. So, I mean, anybody's there, so I don't think he's going anywhere.
All right, let's squeeze in one more call. Let's go to Hassan and Gladwin on the Fnac. How you doing, Hassan?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are you?
Great.
I'm going to leave this LeBron thing alone after I say this. I'm so happy that he didn't come here. I'm so happy he didn't come here because I don't think we would have the team that we do have now if LeBron came here. And second of all, I wish if Ben wanted to reach out, why wouldn't he reach out to somebody like Penny Hardaway? You know, somebody who's a big guard who still works out with players. Because I haven't heard one player that Magic has ever worked out with. He probably has.
I think Anthony nailed it. I think there's some kind of documentary going on.
Yeah, I don't know it to be true. I'm just saying. I mean, look, you can't deny Magic's greatness, right? So I think it's something bigger than that.
It's something bigger, and I think the tampering thing might come into effect because I'm like, why would he want to work out with Magic of all people? I mean, you hear people working out with Akeem, you hear him working out with Kobe, but you never hear nobody working out with Magic, even though he was probably one of the best point guards and players of all time. You know, it's some tampering, I think, going on with that. You know, and they alluded to it yesterday in regards to when they questioned him about talking to players and the way he handled the locker room. You know, it's sad that it comes to that now. You know, now that he has LeBron over there as well. You know, he probably gave him a big pitch about, you know, him putting a team together to help him go get the glory. You know, and he can recruit any players that he wants because LeBron is a brand.
I know. And
that's somebody that Ben looks up to as well. But, you know, I really
see there is a bit of redundancy with those two together. I mean, but I think LeBron's a great player, so he can massage his game. He can play with anybody. But again, those two both kind of are ball dominant and they kind of do similar things. Real quick, new odds on Harper Machado, not good. The Giants favored 1-1, even money for Harper, followed by the Padres 5-2, Phillies 4-1.
Oh, we got
to
get out. Mikey Miss coming up next, brought to you by Philadelphia Hand and Shoulder Center, specialized care for all hand, wrist, arm, elbow, and shoulder injuries and conditions. For more info, visit hand2shouldercenter.com. We're back tomorrow on the Fnatic.
The Sixers window. I'm Andrew Salchunas, and this update is brought to you by New Jersey Transit. The New Jersey Transit Police Department reminds you that we all need to work together to keep our transit system safe. Report suspicious activity to 1-888-TIPS-NJT or text your report to NJTPD. Sixers General Manager Elton Brand joined Anthony and Jason earlier and talked about the Sixers window for winning a championship.
Just Ben's development. You know, he's an all-star. Joel, MVP candidate, truly. So I don't know how long this window's going to be open. I see other disgruntled superstars wanting to leave because their management, their organization, their city didn't give them the backing of talent to compete at a championship level. So that's why we had to go for it.
That entire interview can be heard on our website, 975thefanatic.com. The Flyers return to action tonight. They will face the Penguins at home. Puck drop will be at 7 o'clock. But before that, make sure you listen to the Fnatic Flyers Weekly with our own Jason Martinez. This update is also brought to you by Dell. Dell's biggest President's Day sale ever is officially on. Shop amazing deals on computers with 8th Gen Intel Core processors, plus get free shipping. Call 800-BUY-DELL or go to dell.com/President's Day. I'm Andrew Salchunas on 975 The Fnatic. Ready, ready, ready. Ha.
Go! Gargano and Mertidis. Middays on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh my, what smells better than real roses freshly cut in a vase in your home? Women love the fragrance. You smell them the second you enter the room and you feel, well, you feel like it's springtime and you're in love. The scent of fresh flowers is something that women love, but they only last about a week and then they go in the trash, right in the garbage, along with the money you just spent for them. But wait, what if you could have that feeling forever? You can. Go now to IHateStevenSinger.com and order one of my famous 24-karat American Beauty roses, deeply dipped in pure 24-karat gold, and just add the fresh rose scent packet. It's made from real rose petals, lasts a long time, and it's only $4. Just $4 for the fragrance and scent of fresh real roses to your 24-karat gold-dipped rose. Go to IHateStevenSinger.com and get yours today. Or visit the showroom at the other corner of 8th and Walnut in Philly and experience the aroma for yourself. Free shipping and lifetime guarantee only available at IHateStevenSinger.com.
Hey guys, don't let Valentine's Day pass you by without the romance. There is a new revolutionary treatment for erectile dysfunction. And the best part? Absolutely no medication involved. If you are about to buy Viagra or Cialis at your local pharmacy, stop. You don't have to. Forge Medical Group's board-certified medical director and team is offering the newest safe wave therapy technology that can restore your love life without the use of pills, no injections, no surgery. Yes, you've heard this right. Wave therapy is a powerful ED solution that uses scientifically advanced low acoustic waves to restore you to your prior self. The majority of men have reported positive results and improved sexual performance. Imagine never worrying if you can perform again, but just being the man you once were. Forge Medical Group is working with men to help put them back in the game. They're guaranteed to you absolutely no pill and no injection. Date night is just around the corner. Make this the best Valentine's Day ever. Call 610-632-8181. That's 610-632-8181. 610-632-8181.
O'Reilly. Stop by O'Reilly Auto Parts today and pick up 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil for $28.95. Plus, get a $10 O'Reilly Auto Parts gift card after mail-in rebate and earn double O rewards points with your purchase. Protect your engine with Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Turn a good weekend into a great weekend with brunch at Positano Coast by Aldo Lamberti. You'll love their delicious brunch menu served every Saturday and Sunday, complete with freshly made sangria and mimosas. Feast on frittatas, omelets, brioche French toast, the Positano brunch burger, sandwiches, and so much more. Get the full menu at positanocoast.net or visit them at 2nd and Walnut Streets. Take a trip to the Amalfi Coast without ever leaving Old City at Positano Coast by Aldo Lamberti.
Shopping for a new Honda? Look no further than J.L. Fried Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville. Family owned since 1883. J.L. Fried Honda on Route 309 in Montgomeryville has provided an outstanding ownership experience for over 135 years. A proud recipient of the 2017 President's Award and located just 1 mile north of the Montgomery Mall on Route 309. Visit jlfriedhonda.com, where value meets personal service.
J.L. Fried Honda Montgomeryville.
If you've been injured on the job, it turns your life upside down. But to the insurance company, your injury is just another day on the job. Bottom line, they're more worried about balancing their books than helping you get back on your feet. Get the medical benefits you deserve with help from Cotler, Hernandez & Cohen.
I'm Justin Cohen. Call us today at 866-66-LAW-NJ. Cotler, Hernandez, and Cohen. We put people first. Call 866-66-LAW-NJ. PeopleFirstLawyers.com.
My name is James Stewart, and along with Mike Sarge Riley, we are Wrestling Inside the Ropes. Listen now at bpodstudios.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Wow, look at these roses. They're gorgeous.
Happy Valentine's Day, honey.
Aw, thank you. Guys, this Valentine's Day, you can order like a pro with gorgeous roses from Pro Flowers. She'll be thrilled when you surprise her with roses. And right now, you can get her a stunning bouquet of one dozen assorted roses with a free glass vase for $19.99 plus shipping and handling. Just go to proflowers.com, click the blue microphone, and enter secret code 1111. These gorgeous roses are guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least 7 days. Plus, pick a delivery date, and it's guaranteed. Time is running out, so hurry to get one dozen assorted roses with a free glass face starting at $19.99, plus shipping and handling. Beautiful flowers, amazing prices.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.